The bills that became law established that a voter who doesn't show an ID can no longer just sign a sworn statement that he's the named registered voter. Opponents argued that it's an effort to disenfranchise voters, especially minorities, and that there's been no need to strengthen the law. But Senator Tom Garrett countered that while he was Louisa's Commonwealth's attorney, there were at least two instances of voter fraud by two groups.
And one of those instances, a group called Women's Voices, Women's Votes, which is part of the Tides Center, had solicited the registration. And when the person who illegally registered queried as to whether or not this was a problem, they said, don't worry about it. Nobody will check. And even if they do, they won't do anything about it. So, you know, there are loopholes in the system that some groups, it would appear, are actively seeking to exploit. All we want to do is close the barn door before the horses get out.
Acceptable forms of ID will include utility bills, student and employer IDs, and bank statements. The governor issued an executive order for the state to send new voter ID cards to all Virginians who are registered and to launch an awareness campaign about the new voting process and the need for proper IDs. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.